The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Emmy Lou Harris was part of Get TV's A Nashville Christmas this season, singing a Dolly Parton classic and a duet with Wynonna Judd. I got to speak with the country legend about some of her favorite Christmas show memories, her work with animal adoption, and what we can expect from her next. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. I mean, you've probably been a part of many of these, you know, throughout your career. And I don't know, it always conjures a lot of different memories for me. Do you have any favorites of the Christmas specials? Because that seemed like, especially through the, you know, 60s, 70s, and 80s, like every artist ended up being a part of one of these.
Well, you know, I have a particular attachment to Kate and Anna McGarrigle. And they every few years they would do a Christmas special in different cities. We did some at Carnegie Hall. We did some, you know, they're Canadian, and we did one in Montreal and different places. And we did one in Nashville a couple of years ago. And they really go all out. And it's always an interesting musical experience, as well as being around your friends. Yeah, so this one was my first, well, not my first one, because we did one in Nashville, as I said, last year. But I don't know. I mean, it's just a chance to get together and sing those Christmas songs that you've known all your life.
Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. And I'm going home.
I read on here you do Dolly's Coat of Many Colors. Is that right?
Yes, and that was a result of doing the McGarrigle Christmas shows. Rufus Wainwright is Kate McGarrigle's son. Mm-hmm. And at one of these Christmas shows we did a few years ago, he said, I want to do Coat of Many Colors because that to me is a Christmas song. You know, it talks about the spirit of Christmas. So when we were looking for songs to do, because everybody, you know, has their own favorite Christmas songs, but this was, I thought, would be a different one. And of course, being a Dolly Parton song, I think it speaks to Nashville and country music.
My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made from only rags, but I wore it so proudly.
And it almost seems like a sort of a, I mean, I know you've got a lot of history with Dolly, but you head back to the Christmas album that you did in 79, Light of the Stable, and she's singing backup on that one, right?
Right. It's actually Dolly and Linda and Neil Young.
Because you can.
Because you can. Why not?
Yeah. So it's kind of and that's a beautiful record. Still a beautiful record. I just revisited it right before this interview to kind of, because, you know, I haven't gone back to Christmas music yet. And you only did one of those with that one. Did you ever consider doing any more of those through the years?
No. I think one is enough. And it was a very special one. Didn't exactly top the charts. In fact, we joked that it was one of the best-kept secrets in the music business.
Well,
and yet, it continues to, over the years, it's been discovered by people, you know.
Because a good record's a good record.
Yeah, a good record, that's true. That's all you really should set out to do.
Oh, beautiful star, beautiful star of Bethlehem.
I know we also need to talk about, the National Shelter and Animal Rescue Week. Is that this week?
I believe it's this month. I think that it's a month sort of dedicated to that. I'm just glad for any kind of publicity that sheds a light on the plight of all these homeless animals. I mean, there are millions of them that are put down every year for lack of a place for them to go, perfectly healthy animals. There's really a movement on in this country as people realize this and also understand the importance of spaying and neutering their pets so that we don't have so many of them coming into shelters. So I think this is really important. There's a big movement that called, you know, adopt, don't shop. Although, on the other hand, you know, you have a lot of animals in a terrible state from the puppy mills, which is something I hope will eventually be shut down.
A big black dog. I found her one day down there at the metro. A big black dog. Waiting in a cage in line for the death.
And you work a lot with it's called Bonaparte's Retreat.
Well, it's my shelter. It's in my yard. It's in my backyard. It's a small shelter, but we partner with Metro Animal Control. And when we first started in 2004, the euthanasia rate was incredibly high, especially during the foreclosure crisis. And now, with the smaller shelters, independent shelters like Bonaparte's, they're way, way, way down.
And when I rise from the timberline and call your name, will you remember mine?
I'd love to hear what you're up to now. I mean, you're pretty consistent with an album every 2 or 3 years, so we're about to that mark.
No, I don't think that's going to happen for a while. What's happening is they're re-releasing other relatively undiscovered projects of mine. I think in February, Rhino is going to release The Ballad of Sally Rose, which was originally released in 87, but it's going to be released with the original demos that we did, which was basically just me and a guitar and me doing all the harmonies. I'm at the point right now where I don't mean I'm slowing down. I still do a lot of touring, but I'm working on a memoir, and I find it really hard to do more than one thing at once. So I'm putting my attention to that.
The incredible Emmy Lou Harris. Hey, for more of my interviews, you can head over to Facebook or Twitter @KyleMeredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.